breakfast. Soon as I left the house, I hadn't gone 10 paces down the road when two men come up behind me and threw a coat over me head.
Oh.
Then they bundled me into a cab standing at the curb.
Outside the house? Why didn't you call out or something?
Well, I had this coat over me face. Half choking me it was.
Oh, Percy, whatever next?
Well, next thing I knew, the driver whipped up the horse and we set off. Must have been going for an hour or more. Well, after a bit, I heard them muttering something. I couldn't make out the words. And all of a sudden, they threw open the door and chucked me out.
Oh.
That's how I got this bruise.
Oh, what a wicked thing. You could have been killed.
Yeah, well, when I picked myself up, I found I was at Hampstead Heath.
Oh.
Then I had to make my own way home. Well, I'm not going into work today, Mabel. You must write and tell them I'm too shook up.
Yes, all right. But why should anyone do such a thing?
How the hell should I know?
Language, Percy.
Well, I can tell you this much. He's got something to do with that perisher upstairs. I'd take my oath on it.
What makes you say that?
We've lived in this house 15 years and nothing like this ever happened before. Not till he moved in. I tell you, Mabel, he's got to go.
Now then, my dear fellow, how many copies of the Gazette have you perused?
16.
Well done. How many traces of our mysterious correspondent did you find?
One.
Here you are. Signed G.
Did you come across any?
I was rather luckier. I bagged 2. However, let's put them in chronological order. Yes. Yes, as you can see, this is the first one.
Be patient. We'll find some means of communication. Meanwhile, this column, G.
Yes, and that appeared 2 days after Mrs. Warren's lodger arrived, and then 3 days later...
I'm making successful arrangements. Be patient, and the clouds will pass. G.
Yes, nothing for a week after that. But then comes something rather more definite.
Yes, the path is clearing. We'll try to signal message. Remember agreed code. You will hear very soon. G.
And this morning, the description of a high red house with white stone facings, third floor, second window left, tonight. Yes, believe me, Watson, something is about to happen.
Oh, Mr. Holmes.
Something has happened. Oh. Come in, Mrs. Warren. We were just talking of you.
Oh, I'm sorry to trouble you twice in one day, but you did say if anything else occurred.
Ah, you had news for us.
Won't you take a seat, madam? You're quite out of breath. A glass of water, perhaps.
Oh, no, thank you, sir. I've done nothing but traipse backwards and forwards all day. But me and Mr. Warren, we're not standing for no more of it. This is a police matter now, Mr. Holmes.
Why? What's happened?
Out he goes. Bag and baggage. I'd have gone straight up and told him so, only I thought it was only right to ask you first. But I'm at the end of my patience, and that's a fact. When he comes to knocking my old man about...
Knocking your husband about?
As good as. Used him very roughly, they did.
They who?
That's what we'd like to know. Mr. Warren went off to work first thing, like he does every day. And the minute he left the house, two villains come up behind and kidnapped him.
Good heavens.
Threw a coat over his head and flung him into a cab, they did. They drove him all the way to Hampstead and chucked him out near the Vale of Elf. He's lucky to be alive.
Did he see which way the cab went? Did he identify it?
Oh, he was that shook up, he never thought to look. He just took a bus home, and he was there when I got back.
Did he observe the appearance of the men or hear their conversation?
He never saw nothing nor heard nothing. Clean dazed he was, just as if he'd been lifted up and dropped again by magic. There was 2 men in it, he knows that much. 3 counting the driver.
But why do you connect this attack with your lodger?
Well, stands to reason, don't it? But we'll have him out of the house before the day's over. Believe you me.
Do nothing rash, Mrs. Warren. It's clear that there's some danger threatening your lodger. His enemies were lying in wait at your door and ambushed your husband in error. On discovering their mistake, they let him go. Yes. What else they might have done, I can only conjecture.
Well, that's all very well. But what are we to do, Mr. Holmes?
You know, I've a great fancy to see this lodger of yours, Mrs. Warren.
Well, I don't see how, unless you break his door down. After I leave his tray, I hear him unlock it as I go downstairs.
He takes the tray in. Could we not conceal ourselves nearby and watch him do so?
Let me think. There's a vacant room across the landing. I could fix up a looking glass, perhaps. And if you gentlemen was to stay behind the door.
Yes, excellent.